Welcome to How We Love. This is Stephanie Anderson. I'm an advocate for the persecuted church with International Christian Concern. For more information on real-time events of persecution around the world, please visit persecution.org. Our scripture today is Psalm 91:13. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent. You will trample down. Our country of interest is Sri Lanka. And our heroes of the faith are pastors in this very difficult area for Christianity. Sri Lanka is designated a hostile nation. It's 70% Buddhist, 20% Hindu, and 10% Christian. Buddhists are the main persecutors, sometimes led by Buddhist monks. Hindus also oppose evangelism and conversion to Christianity. In this particular area that we're going to be praying for today, it is a predominantly Muslim area. Our hero of the faith, Pastor Kasun, was visited by a group. And it was interesting that as they entered, or as they came into town, it was dark. And they hurried them into the building so that the neighbors wouldn't notice that there were foreigners. Although the pastor was from a very small island, this island's nation's capital, he serves in a fundamentalist Muslim village on Sri Lanka's eastern coast. The village where the pastor was sent as a church planter several years ago is less than an hour away from the home mosque of the mastermind behind the Zion Church bombing in 2019. During Pastor Kasun's few years in the village, the church he planted has grown to 100 people, and as a result, he's received many death threats. I want to pray for those pastors and those who are church planters. Their safety is one thing, but their bold witness, light in darkness, is more important, that they would be unaffected by the death threats. Because we all walk through difficult times, but it's the residual, it's what we do, how we process. Do we believe that God is not just loving, but that He's with us? Do we feel His presence? Do we continue to be bold in our Christian witness as we walk among those who don't know Him? Do we love in the face of being persecuted or in the midst of very unfair circumstances? Do we see those who persecute and those who do terrible things, do we see them as those that God sent Jesus Christ to die for? Because that is why pastors and church planters and missionaries stay purposely and intentionally instead of fleeing areas which will definitely cause reproach, harm, shame, where they will be spoken evil about, where they may be killed for their witness for Christ. So we're going to pray for them. We're going to pray for that as they serve, they will see the Lord bring light even to those around them, and that He will keep them safe. Blessed Lord Jesus, we thank You for Christians in Sri Lanka, for those that have been sent there and those that have purposely stayed there in the difficulties of church bombings, and see the people in the villages and in the outskirts and in the cities as those that need to be reached for the gospel. Those that You died for that have never heard the name of Jesus. We ask You, Father, that You will, that they will know that Your presence is always with them. That You will surround them, and that You will give them strategies on how to witness, how to disciple, how to safely share Your love and Your truth and Your light with those in these very hostile nations. Father, your word says, "Behold, I, Jesus, have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will injure you." And Lord, how we pray that you would demonstrate your protection and power for those in these in Sri Lanka and those in difficult places right now. We know, Lord, that there are angry men. They don't know why, but their anger is terrifying. We pray for those that would accost them, that would harm them, that would bring in and cause morbid harm. First of all, we pray that you will give them a filter for what they hear and what they see so that it does not get in them. In this world, we will have trouble, but we know that Christ, you have overcome the world, and we're asking you, Lord, to give them the filter that keeps them from internalizing and focusing on what isn't eternal, but instead that they would sing and praise and that they would spend their days and their time understanding the light shines in the darkness and the darkness cannot overcome it. We especially pray for Pastor Kasun. He says that in his neighborhood he has to work in a special way. Lord, we ask for the 20 small house church groups that meet throughout the neighborhood that he oversees. We pray, Father, that they will be hidden because of the villagers' deep animosity towards those who leave Islam. We pray for the Christian converts that routinely suffer family rejection and attacks, that you will surround them, that you will help them to love and forgive. We thank you, Lord, for those that are converts from Hinduism as well and Buddhism. And again, Lord, we just ask for your safety. We ask for your joy. We ask for your strength to be evident. We love you, Lord. We pray that in our own lives, you will help us to see the things that happen to us and the things we see in the world through the eternal eyes. What's important to you and how you love, may we learn to love like you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.